This is Mija Riedel with John Shirley at his home in Medina,
yes.
Medina, Washington, on August 7th, 2018, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and the Frick Collection. This is card number one. So thank you for making time today and for showing me the extraordinary collection before we started. That was a real treat.
Well, you're welcome.
So this house, as we were saying, was built in 2001 to house your collection.
That's correct.
Are the cars here as well?
No, the cars are in a warehouse.
Okay.
That's about 12 minutes away.
Okay. So were the house and the grounds designed around particular pieces or groups of pieces?
What happened was that in the 80s, we bought a house that's on half of this property, mm-hmm. the part that goes from the front gate all the way to the lake. And we started collecting art, and we outgrew the house.
Okay.
And so we hired George Tsuyama as an architect, and we bought land next door to us. We essentially bought everything from the lake to the street next door. We tore down the three old houses, but we kept the one on the end and later sold it, and there's people who bought it still live there. And we didn't want the whole frontage to just, I guess, political reasons. And we moved out and, of course, tore down that house. And so for a period of 5 years, we lived elsewhere in the area. While this whole thing was in process and constructed. And the idea when we first talked to George was we have an art collection,
yeah.
and it's growing.
Yes.
And it wasn't a matter of saying we're going to have this, this, and this, and you need to design a house around it. It was more a matter of give us space mm-hmm. that is appropriate for the kind of art we collect. And this probably would have been mandated by the city anyway, but save those great big trees.
Mm-hmm.
Those trees divided the property we owned from the neighbors.
Okay.
And they didn't go back into the part of the house that we've walked through, but they split the entry and the main gallery. And so the house was wrapped around them. And part of the wonderful effect of that is there's no place you can go except in a helicopter and see how big this house is. You can't, if you stand in the backyard, it doesn't look that big. If you come up the front driveway, you can't see the gallery at all. You can see sort of an edge of it.
Yeah.
And that, I think, was part of George's great sensitivity in designing the house. But he did, a little bit about George. George had an art space in front of his architectural office until they finally sold the building 2 years ago to build a high-rise apartment building. George had an office on Second Avenue, and the front of it was a nice-sized space, and he'd have it, give it to one artist for a show, and he had a curator, and they'd have five or six shows a year. And so you'd just visit George's offices. You walk through an art exhibit to go back to the offices. And you know, our idea when building and finding the architect was, we'll talk to the local architects. We talked to Jim Olson, who did Barney Ebsworth's house and the Brotman's house and many houses in the area. And Jim's in the flat roofs, and he does great houses, but they just weren't our aesthetic. And we figured if we don't find one locally, we'll just head east and see what we can do. And then we ran into George, and George had a great sensitivity to art. And turns out he and Jim Olson were each other's best men at their wedding. So they went to college together. So it was like an easy decision as far as which one, because they both liked each other so much they didn't really care who got the job. And George did exactly what we wanted. He designed a home that could hold an art collection, but still be a home. And that was really important to us. We didn't want it to... We didn't want that main gallery to just not be a place that people wouldn't want to go and feel comfortable, and we'd go in and sit down and read a book and surrounded by wonderful things. So that's sort of the evolution of the house. It was a big building job.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it 23,000